Welcome to the C3 SYD podcast. Our heart for you is that you would know Jesus, find community, and discover purpose. To find out more about our church, head to our website at c3syd.church. We hope that this message encourages you today.
So what a great morning. So incredible to hear what God is doing in people's lives. And we are talking about Jesus saved me from. And so to enjoy last week, we're kind of unpacking the book of Galatians. And last week we talked about Jesus saved me from a false gospel. And anytime we add to by grace through faith, we're saved. Anytime we add, well, it's true, you're saved by grace and anytime we add, we don't have the gospel and something, we have a different gospel. And Paul said it like that in Galatians 1, it's not even the gospel at all. And I'm telling you, in C3 SYD, we are going to fight to stay in the gospel. We're going to fight to preach the gospel. We're not trying to be impressive. We're not trying to be convoluted. We're not trying to be complicated. We are trying to preach the gospel to a society that is going from post-Christian to anti-Christian. We must preach the gospel. And you must carry the gospel in your soul, that it's not something on Sunday, but every day of our lives. We are the walking Christians living out the gospel. The gospel is meant to be simple. We are saved not by works, but for works. We don't throw away works. We just don't get our salvation by them. Justification is more than just as if I'd never sinned. Justification means I was an outsider. I was rejected. I had no business in the presence of God, but I'm justified by grace through faith, which means now I am the people of God. Now I'm a child of God. Now I'm in the family. And here's the thing, everybody is created by God and has intrinsic value because they are created by God. But not everybody is a child of God. You are only a child of God by grace through faith. And so today we're talking about Jesus saved me from the law. Everyone say the law. The law, the law. So Jessen and I, give it up for Jessen Lee. She's amazing. I love you. And we've been renovating. Our house got flooded the other day. That was awesome. Thank God we put tiles down so nothing is ruined. But it was only 8 hours of mopping. And I mopped in my Crocs and it was a great time. But we had to put beams in upstairs. We had some structural walls we had to remove. And as we're putting in these structural walls, before you can get the beam in, you've got to get these things called acro props. Any builders here today? Mr. Doug Ditchfield, agro, they make me agro, acro props. And the point of the acro prop is when you're going to put the beam in, before you can put the beam in, when you take away the wall, you've got to have something there to hold up the ceiling. That's important. And so otherwise it will come crashing down. So there had to be acro props that were an interim measure while we were getting the beams in. One of the beams we had to get in weighed 550 kilos. So I got a guy, Sateki Latu, and I put it on his back. And I said, get it in there, boy. And he brought the beam in. But we got 10 other people to carry this beam. And so we finally got the beam in. And as we got the beam in, we removed the acro props at just the right time as we were putting in this galvanized steel beam. And what we didn't do was, once the beam was in, we didn't leave the acro props there. Once the beam was in, they were doing the job that the acro prop was doing. The beam was fulfilling the role of the acro prop. So the acro prop, they weren't bad, they were very good, but their job had been fulfilled, And now the beam, the permanent solution, the ultimate solution had arrived. And this is the gospel. Galatians 3, amen. Galatians 3, 23 to 29 says, now before faith came, we were held captive under the law, imprisoned until the coming faith would be revealed. So then the law was our guardian until Christ came so that we might be justified by faith. But now that faith has come, we are no longer under a guardian, for in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ, there is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free, there is no male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you are Christ, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to the promise. And you read that word guardian. The word guardian in the Greek actually is translated paedagogos. You like that? Paedagogos. You say it with a little, that's more Spanish, isn't it? Yeah. Paedagogos, which actually N.T. Wright explains it like this. He says, the paedagogos was the slave whose job it was to get the children to and from school and to make sure they didn't get up to mischief on the way. The role corresponds loosely to our concept of babysitter, neither parent nor teacher, but the person in charge for certain purposes. This role lasts as long as it is needed. So the guardian, the paedagogos, is a temporary measure. Like acroprops, it is there for a short time to fulfill a purpose. This is what the law was. The law was there for a short time to fulfill a purpose. And the law was a safeguard to the children of God until the fulfillment of the law came. The Messiah, Jesus Christ, he did not do away with the law, he fulfilled it. Everything the law was there to do, which was good, Jesus came to take its place. So the holding up and the covering and the guardian and the guiding and the shepherding of the people of God that the law was fulfilling, Jesus came and fulfilled it himself. And this was the plan. This was the plan. This was always the plan. The plan was never for us to live in a scaffolding style relationship with God, where it's God over there and I'm just living under this scaffolding, this interim measure that I've got to live by. The permanent plan of God was always to bring us back like Adam and Eve into the very presence of God, that we would walk with God in the cool of the day, that we would know him intimately, relationally, not through a set of principles, but we would know the person, Jesus Christ. So the babysitter was good, and Oakland has babysitters. His grandparents babysit him. We have other people that babysit him. I love all the babysitters, but right now we are still in a stage where when we arrive, and I'm holding on to it for dear life, when we arrive, he is still pumped, psyched to see us. When Jess and I arrive, he comes running, Daddy! Oh, really? He comes up, Mommy! No, Daddy. he's just pumped to see us. And the babysitter is good. Like, I mean, thank God for the babysitter. I mean, providing that they're good at their job. But the babysitter is good. The babysitter is good. But the babysitter is an interim measure. We don't leave our child with the babysitter. We say, now you come with us. And this is what the law was. It was babysitting the people of God. But the time of the babysitter is done. The time of the babysitter is over. We are no longer being babysat by the law. We are walking with God himself. The babysitter's not wrong, but the babysitter's job is for a season, and that season is over. Romans 8, 1 to 4 says, there is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done, you didn't do it. You didn't do it. You didn't do it. For God has done. The other day, we got this like old pool. It's killing me. And so it's like a full-time job. And I got the pool scooper and I was, scooping the leaves and everything. And I was walking around and Oakland came and put his arm. He just put his hand on the scooper. And I was doing it, but he put his hand on the scooper. And then he goes down and talks to Jessen like he just cleaned the pool. Mommy, I did it. That's literally what he says. I did it. And I rebuked him in the name of Jesus. I said, get behind me. I said, I did it. You don't steal my credit. Everybody, we get the benefit of what God has done, but we don't get the credit. Remember that. You don't get the credit for it. God has done it. For God has done what the law weakened by the flesh, us, could not do, by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh. And for sin, he condemned sin in the flesh in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. So we no longer live our lives according to the guidance and the help of the law. We live our lives according to the guidance and the help of the Holy Spirit. He is the one who guides us. He is the one who covers us, who helps us. Without the Holy Spirit, we drift back to the babysitter, to the pedagogos, back into works, because ultimately, everybody, we like rules. Who loves rules? You love rules? Yeah, that's awesome. It is our human nature to drift back to rules and requirements. Because if you just it's kind of like God, just give me a rule, here's the thing: when we make a mistake, when something bad happens, what do? We make a rule. When something goes wrong in any organization, any sphere in society, something goes wrong, what do? We make a rule. We put in a requirement. We are drawn towards making rules. And rules, what they do is they remove our heart so that I can go on autopilot and not have to engage my heart. A rule I can do without having to have relationship. And we guide towards rules because if I can just keep it at a rule level, I don't really have to do the relational thing, because the relational thing is harder because it requires my heart. It requires me to be able to stand before God without shame and guilt. And most of us go, well, I've stumbled, I've fallen, I better pick my game up, I better get some rules, I better get some requirements to sort it out because I've not got it together. But that is not the gospel. The gospel is that you would not go back to the babysitter. Paul was angry at the Galatian church. Paul is brutal. Paul is a pretty full-on guy. And he's not like your nice like apostle. He's like gonna punch you in the face kind of guy. And so he is in their face and he's like, guys, you're drifting back to the pedagogos. Stop it. Stay walking with God. God's plan is that we would walk with him, know him. And here's the thing, the law relies on my flesh. The law relies on my ability. The law relies on my capacity. But praise be to God that Jesus has fulfilled all the righteous requirements of the law that your flesh cannot do. You can't do it. I'm not trying to discourage you today. I'm just trying to tell you, you suck a bit, You can't do it. You cannot do it. Yeah. Jeff said, thanks for reminding me. You can't do it. You can't make yourself righteous. You can't get it all right. You're going to get it wrong. But thank God it's not built on you getting it right. It's built on God getting it right. It's what he has done, not what you have done. And therefore, we are under a new covenant. So now I'm not trying to get it right. I'm trying to stay in step with the Holy Spirit. Galatians 5:25, if we live by the Spirit, let us also keep in step with the Spirit. Keep in step. So I'm no longer trying to get rules. Just give me 7 principles, give me a formula, and then I'll get it right. No, by grace through faith, I'm right. I have morning disciplines. So I wake up in the morning, I have a list of things. I'm like an Enneagram 3. So I'm like an achiever personality. And you've got your personality type 2. So don't judge me. You've got your issues too. So I so I every morning I have 6 things that I do. And I have this app, it's called Streaks. I'm a bit of a psycho. And so I like keep these streaks and, you know, and tick it off in the morning and did this, did that, did this, did that, 6 things every day. But I've literally felt like God saying to me, hey, just remember, if you don't do it, if you miss a day, you're still justified by grace through faith. You can't give enough to get yourself right with God. Oh, I've been pretty bad lately, so I might serve a little more, might do a few. My life's not been great lately. I better. You understand that is never going to make you right with God. It does not work. You are made right by God's work and your faith in His saving grace. You can clap if you want. I mean, So now it's a different covenant. It's a different way of living, everybody. So we cannot be in the new covenant trying to do it in the old covenant way. You cannot follow Jesus now by an old covenant mentality. You can't be trying to do that because it doesn't work. It is finished, Jesus said. It is fulfilled. So the new way is not give me a rule book. The new way is give me the Holy Spirit. Now I walk with the Holy Spirit. And as I walk in step with the Holy Spirit, He guides me. He leads me. He is my check and my balance. He gives me the boundaries. He guides me, helps me. He uses people. But the Holy Spirit, keeping in step with Him, is how you stay safe. I remember Auntie Deb, Dan Karotz's mum, who is my auntie. And Dan Karotz, we celebrated his 40th last week. Give it up for Dan. He looks about 25. That's so annoying. I remember Auntie Deb telling me this story when Grace was little, their youngest daughter. She was about 5. They went to the shopping centre, Woolies, whatever. Woolies, way better than Coles. Anyway, so they went to Woolies and I'm joking. But they were in Woolies and Grace was kind of running around and Oakland never does that, but Grace was running around. I'm joking. I am fit because I chase my son. That is why I'm fit. I'm not that fit. But anyway, sorry. So she said this. She said, Grace, you've got to stay close so I can keep you safe. And the way we live our lives now, everybody, is not by, God, just give me the rules and I'll live within them. It's actually stay close to the person and He will keep you on the right path. But it's when we drift from Him that we actually get off track. Maybe there's somebody here today and you're thinking, well, you know, I'll give my life to God when I get my life sorted. And I've got some things, I know I've got to get them right. And, you know, I know I'm doing some things that maybe, you know, aren't right. And I'll get it right, then I'll come to God. Well, actually, that's not the gospel. The gospel is come to God and then the Spirit of God will fill you and start to work out your new nature. You'll start to change from the inside out because of the Holy Spirit on the inside of you. He will guide you and lead you into things everlasting, the ways of God. So it therefore means that we are saved by grace through faith. And this means that we are sons of God, Galatians says. Verse 26, for in Christ Jesus, you are all sons of God through faith. And Paul uses the word sons not to devalue gender, but he uses the word because son is an heir. And in context, the sons were the heirs. The sons were the ones who had the inheritance. And so Paul uses this word because he is saying, when we put our faith in Christ Jesus, we become sons, meaning we become heirs, meaning that we, everything that God has, you, look at my crazy eyes right now, you have access to. But we're walking around like, oh, I suck. No, you have access. If you are running out of peace, come and get it. If you're running out of joy, stop whinging about it. Come and get some more. If you're running out of hope, come and get some more. You have access to God, to everything that He is, everything that He has. Like, how would you act if you knew that you had access to millions and millions and millions and millions of dollars? I mean, praise God if you do. God bless you. Imagine if you just had access to just like an unending resource of finances and everything you could ever hope for, wish for, need. What would you be like? How would you live? I think you'd live a little less worried. I think you'd be a little more secure. I think you'd stop trying to prove yourself. I think you'd live with more confidence. I think you'd do work and you'd do things not to survive. You'd do them because of passion and a sense of purpose. I think you would see what is temporary just as temporary and not permanent. I think you'd always see that there is always a way forward. No matter what I get myself into, there is always a way forward. But what you need to understand is practically that might not be our natural reality, but it is our spiritual one. Our spiritual reality is that our Father owns everything. Psalm 24, verse 1 of David of the Psalm. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. By grace through faith, we are sons of God and therefore we are heirs. And we have a spiritual reality that is meant to invade our natural one. You can walk, everybody, with your head held up high. Not because you've earned it, but because of what Jesus has done. You are a son. You are an heir, male and female. You belong to Jesus. And the last reality, I love the worship team to join me. It says in verse 28, there is neither Jew nor Greek. There's neither slave nor free. There is no male and female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And here's what we got to understand. The law divides, but the gospel unites. The law raises bars and parameters of division, but the gospel lowers them. So in context, ethnicity was a huge factor in someone's acceptance. Only the Jews were the people of God. Class was a huge factor in someone's status. There were slaves, there were people that were free. Gender was a huge factor. Women were not valued in the way that they're valued today. Barriers were raised by the law, but Jesus came and He lowered every barrier. That we are a diverse family, but we are one. And we have every ethnicity in this family and every gender and every, there's two, and every, we have all this, everything going on. And we are one family. It does not say to the offsprings of Abraham. It says to the offspring. There is one family. There's not multiple families of God. And we are all children of God on the basis of faith. This is our number one thing we have in common. Everybody, listen. The number one thing we have in common is faith in Jesus Christ. That is our greatest commonality. So whenever as a church, whenever the church drifts into division, we are actually drifting from the gospel. We are losing the gospel. When we drift into division, when gossip is rife, we have lost the gospel. We don't gossip. We don't compete. We don't compare. We don't pull down. We don't dishonor. We don't politic. We don't do politics, everybody. We don't do politics. We don't divide. We build up. We honor. We prefer others. We are generous. We are kind. We include. Hey, man, we make room. We celebrate. This was Jesus' last prayer, John 17. The glory that you have given me, I've given to them that they may be one, even as we are one. That we would have a unity that reflects the Trinity. Distinctly different, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, yet completely unified. Completely one. This is what God is calling the church and the gospel to be represented in the earth. That we would have unity among us. That we would look like Christ. So everybody, can you close your eyes? Hey, maybe you're here today and you feel far from God. Maybe you're feeling in this place where you're like, you're working out, okay, what I got to do. You know, this is good, this is nice, but I'm not ready because I got to change some things. You are never going to be ready. You're never going to be ready. Today is the day of salvation, right now. Right now, if you're here and you know in your heart you need to give your life to Christ, maybe you're here today and you know you need to come back. You are just one heartfelt prayer away from having your sins forgiven, from becoming a child of God. It is that simple. It is the prayer of faith, a heart that says, Jesus, I believe in you and I receive you as my Lord and Savior. If that is you today and you know in your heart you need to come back to God, or you need to make Jesus your Lord and Savior today for the first time, count of three, I want you to raise your hand. We're going to lead you in a prayer to make Jesus your Lord. Who is here today? 1, 2, 3. Just raise your hand if that's you. If that's you, we're just going to give you a Bible at the end. Who is here today saying, that's me? Come to Jesus. Come to Jesus. The kingdom is about grace and truth. God does not lower the truth. He does not change the truth in the name of grace. Grace lifts us up. Grace brings us up to God's standard to make us right with Him. Who is there today saying, that's me? Hey, if you know Jesus, I want you to pray. Who's here today? Maybe having a wrestle, having a battle. Come back to God. Come back. God loves you. God's calling you to come back. Get the sense there is someone here today, and that's you. We're just going to wait just a little bit longer, kind of putting it off, explaining it away. Come to God today. He loves you. He's calling you. Come and receive Him. Who is that today? Thank you, Holy Spirit. Someone here, you're wrestling. Let go. Don't try and do it in your own strength. It's the time. Today is the day. Don't put it off. Just a couple more seconds. Keep praying, everybody. This is the most important thing that could ever happen. And it can be a wrestle. Who is there today? Who's that person? You're feeling that? That wrestle. Let go today. Receive God. Come. Come to Him. He loves you. He's calling you. Don't wait to get everything sorted. Come to God, and then by His Spirit, He starts to work things out in your life. A few more seconds. So really do get the sense there's one person who's wrestling with this. We'll wait just a little bit longer. Come to Christ. He's calling you. He loves you. Don't be afraid. It's the best news ever. That through Jesus, you're forgiven. A brand new start. Five seconds. Five, four, three, two, one. Everybody, if you're online, let's all say this prayer together in the room. Say with me, say, "Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for saving me. I turn to you. I receive forgiveness. I receive eternal life. I receive a new beginning. Thank you for saving me in Jesus' name." And Lord, we just pray for anybody who's in that wrestle. Father, we thank you for your grace. Thank you for your presence. We thank you for your mercy.
Thank you for listening to the C3 SYD podcast. To make sure you don't miss out on our next podcast, click subscribe. If you want to find out more about following Jesus, get connected, or find a C3 SYD location near you, head to c3syd.church/connect-with-us. Don't forget, you can find us on YouTube and Instagram at c3.syd. We look forward to having you back soon.